This is Tweedminster, live at the Labour Party conference, speaking to Luke Pollard, PPC for South West Devon. Luke, the Tories are talking as though the next election is a done deal. Is that true?
Well, it's certainly not a done deal, and I think, you know, from what's coming out of this conference here, you've got a party that's coming together saying it's really tough in the polls. Well, you know, depending on which opinion poll you're looking at, we're 20 points behind, 12 points behind, and they're saying, actually, you know, we've got 6 months before general election, we've seen what the alternative is, what the Tories want to do, and we're going to fight for it. It's going to be tough, and there are lots of people here that are saying, well, we're going to fight our socks off and we might lose at the end of it. But the thing is, the Tories haven't yet completed the bargain with the voters. People aren't in favour of Tory policies. They may be getting a little bit tired of the Labour government. They may not like Gordon Brown in particular. But when you compare the two policies side by side, people will choose on that. When they go into the voting booths, I think they'll take a judgment on, do I want my local Sure Start or do I not want it? Do I want to have my police officers and my teaching assistants or do I not want them? And they'll take a judgment on what will actually affect their personal circumstances. And when it comes to the savage cuts that the Tories are talking about, you know, I think people will get what they vote for, effectively. And if people want public services, if they want to have the services protected for health and education and building on the investment that we've had since 97, they'll come out and vote Labour. If they don't, if they want to see them slashed and burned, then they'll get a Tory government doing that. But it's far from a done deal, and I think you'll find that next week at Tory party conference, David Cameron will be trying to downplay their chances as much as possible. It's a good electoral strategy for him, because what this will show is that it will try and encourage more people to come out. It will assume that the swing voters aren't yet convinced, and the polling, our polling, Tory polling, media polling shows that they haven't yet completed a deal with the swing voters. There's still a lot of scepticism about what Cameron stands for, whether his slick, well-spun image actually has any content behind it. And when you speak to people at Labour Party conference here, they're saying, yeah, it does have content behind it. It's not necessarily the warm, huggable Tory content that they want to see you say. It's the cuts to public services, it's the cuts to Sure Starts, it's the cuts to schools and hospitals, it's the savage cuts, as they're describing them, right across the board. That's the real content behind this nice warm huggy image, and it's great. And his challenge next week, as our challenge is here, is to try and convince voters that actually they should really be backing what they're saying.
Now, analysts are saying that the current Tory platform will actually cost about $53 billion, which is almost the same as the entire defence spending for the UK. Does that mean that the Tories are trying to trick us?
Well, I think in terms of their budget planning, I don't yet have confidence in where they're putting their numbers, to be honest. The only solid Tory figures that have come out is cuts on inheritance tax and cuts on the wealthiest 1%. And we know that will, you know, by increasing the inheritance tax threshold from 800,000 to a million, it'll take, you know, the richest 1% will save £200,000 a year. That's wonderful. What we need to get the message across is that very few households fit into this one here, and that £200,000 in savings for the richest 1% of households will be paid for by doctors, nurses, Sure Starts, basic public services that affect the everyday working family. And that's the real tough sell that we've got to go on here, because, you know, scaremongering about cuts, however it's done, whether it's Labour or Tories or the media talking about it, is going to be really difficult to get across. And what we have to do, what Labour's doing here, I think, is, you know, we need to make a case that says, you know, the difference between, you know, balancing the budgets on a Labour philosophy and balancing it with a Tory philosophy is the savagery of where that's going to fall. And with a Tory party that has historically been about the richest, not the poorest people in society, that's run by the richest, not the poorest people in society. Look at the shadow cabinet. Where do they go to school? They didn't go to your local comprehensive. They went to Eton. Mainly Eton, actually. There's some other private schools in there, but mainly Eton. And, you know, Look at the background, look at what they're saying on the scenes, and say, you know, the average voter in the street, when it comes down to it, will your public services be in better hands under Labour or better hands under the Tories? And how are we going to get out the recession? The Tory cuts, you know, will only make this recession worse by cutting jobs, cutting investment. It will put more people on the unemployment register, not taking them off. What we need to do is invest our way out of the recession. It's what every single sensible country right around the world is doing, and they're doing that because they're following Britain's lead. You know, the Conservative Party are the only ones that want to take it away from us, and, you know, that needs to be something that, as a party, we communicate to voters and actually say, okay, it's over to you. You know, this is your choice. Do you want these public services, or do you not want it? You know, in 2005, Labour had the general election slogan, "If you value it, vote for it." You know, The campaign spin doctors and Labour Party headquarters, I'm sure, will be thinking up something similar. But that's effectively the argument that we have to make. That's what I'd speak to people in South West Devon about, and saying, well, you know that new service we've got down the road? You know this investment we've had in here? You know, the extra doctors, extra teachers? You know, the crime's fallen down?